February 6, 2007 was supposed to be a regular day for Carla Mallory, but instead it changed her life forever. She was diagnosed with breast cancer.
It's HER2 positive. It's real African Americans have it, and it's a very strong, aggressive cancer.
And she says when she got the news, she could only think of two words.
Fear and then death.
She had to go through treatments like chemotherapy and says she was nervous about losing her hair and at one point refused to do it until she had a meeting with her pastor.
And he said, Carla, do you want to die? Do you not want your kids to wake up to be raised with a mother?
And she says at that point, she knew it wasn't optional. After 16 weeks of treatment, the doctors finally said the words she thought she'd never hear. The cancer was gone.
It's awesome. I go back every year for my mammogram. You still have that end of, and I have to encourage myself. I'm whole, I'm healed.
Mallory's niece, Josiah Scaife, says she remembers how hard it was to watch her aunt battle cancer, but is happy to know she's healthy now.
I feel very blessed because I'm glad that she is okay.
Mallory says that now she feels her job is to motivate and encourage other women who are battling breast cancer.
I've just been able to minister to them and help them, encourage them. You know, you can make it. Just trust in God. I don't care what you got to go through. Yeah, you may get sick, but you won't be sick forever.
Mallory stressed she wants to share her story to those who think they can't beat breast cancer because she says the only way she got through her battle was because of her faith and positivity. In Muncie, Brittany Ehrman, IPR News.